episode 1863, Present Your Request to God.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How was your weekend so far? Have you enjoyed your happy Valentine's? Maybe you're still questioning the love. Maybe you've had an argument or two. Well, today, make space for God. We get so busy and we get wrapped up in all the to-dos and our responsibilities that we forget to include God on a daily basis. It's time to present your request to God. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, just to give you a quick synopsis as what's been happening over the last few days. Number one, if you can't hear, I have a little frog in my throat. And so I've made some notes today, but I'm really speaking to you from the heart. Now, honestly, I do it every single time, but I may just kind of wing it a little bit, so please be patient with me. I want you to know that I am here for you regardless. And so, yes, I may be a little under the weather, but you matter. And so I want us to pause together and really have a moment with God. Now, secondly, I don't know if you had the opportunity to listen and watch She Loves Out Loud. It was an incredible event yesterday. Now, I'm going to include the information in the show notes for you because I believe they still have it on YouTube and you can go back and watch it. It is one that is worth watching. You don't have to sit down and watch it all at once, but I promise you it will minister to your heart. Well, with that, I think we need to just jump in to an incredible Bible verse, Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. How much are you asking for God's guidance today? How much did you ask for His guidance last week? Now, I want you to be honest, right? This is our reflection time. And I'm telling you right now, God already knows the answer. So there's no right or wrong because He already knows. So I want you to be honest with your own heart. How much are you on your knees praying? So much of us are too busy that praying becomes a last resort. It's the red line only when we are in hot water, desperate and at our wits' end. We try to control everything, including what God wants to do in our lives. But again, we don't pray until it's the last straw. Present your request to God. Not just when you're hurting or in distress, not just when the pain is too great, not just when you're looking for the perfect answer because you can't find it on your own. Present your request to God all the time, every day. That's one thing about here at Create Your Now. Way, way, way back when, and I say way, way, way back when, this was before the podcast even came about, I knew God was leading me into a new quote-unquote occupation. Now, I took my motherhood very seriously, and I know that was a blessing for us. Well, my children were beginning to get older, and I knew God was pushing me out of my comfort zone. Instead of ministering to three-year-olds all the way through 12th grade through Praise Kids, these basically mini Broadway shows that we did three times a year, I did it at three different churches. It's one of those things where it was awesome. I was able to open up the hearts of children to what God had in store for them. And to this day, it's awesome to see all the Praise Kids out there reaching and going for their dream, knowing that God is on their side. It was because a seed was planted. Well, God had something in store for me. He said it was time for me to move beyond that. And I really didn't know what that meant, but I knew He was going to use my tornado in life and everything I had gone through for really my entire life, not knowing what was really going on until I went through the tornado. But looking back at my health, looking back at my personal struggles, looking back at my purpose, looking back at my marriage, my finances, literally everything. And I began to pray. And I told God, I said, I don't have the answers, but I know you have something in store for me. So I presented my request to God. I didn't know how he was going to answer. Well, weeks went by, and I would sit here and I would ask the children, I'd ask my husband, what do you think about this? What should I name the business? What should it be? Now, this was before the podcast even came about. This was just trying to come up with the business name. And for some reason, it just stuck on Create Your Now. God wants to be a part of your everyday, all the time. He doesn't want to just show up because you've lost it. He doesn't want to show up because you're on literally your deathbed. He doesn't want to show up because you're drunken. He doesn't want to show up because you've had issues with pornography, whatever it is, infidelity. He wants to show up every day at the grocery store, in the kitchen while you're cooking, when you're disciplining your children, when you're singing in the choir, when you're dropping your kids off at school. He wants to be a part of your everyday. He wants to share life with you. And that means all of life. But you got to stop putting boundaries on God. Stop limiting his interaction with you because you don't think he needs to be bothered. Bother him. Love him. Include him. Rejoice with him. Cry with him. Dance with him. I can remember a couple times the kids would come into the kitchen and I would just have this song in my head. There wasn't music being played and I was just kind of moving to the beat. It was all in my head. But I was having a moment with God. Dance with him. Thank him. Praise him. Celebrate him. Yes, he knows what you need, but he wants you to ask. Ask, seek, and knock. Are you doing that in your everyday? Or are you only doing it when it's convenient, where you think, Lord, I really need you here. You know what? He wants to show up when you're buying a new car. He wants to show up when you're getting that new house. He wants to show up when you're doing laundry. He wants to show up when you're fighting with your spouse. He wants to be there. His way is the only way. John 14, verse 6 says this, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But somehow, some way, we think we've got it all under control. I did 3 interviews this week. That means 3 complete full books read. And that's a lot of reading. When I interview people and they come on, by the time I'm done and their episode has gone live, it's about 25 to 30 hours of work. That includes setting the schedule, preparation for the book and reading, making notes, writing down questions, writing the introduction, and then editing and getting it out there for the world to hear. That's a lot of time. Well, as I'm doing these 3 books, on top of it, I'm beginning to catch a cold. We've had some crazy weather here down south. At one point, we were high in the 60s, and then all of a sudden, we dropped to below freezing, and our wind chill was like 10 and 12 degrees. Now, I know if you're up north, you're laughing at me right now. I get it. I mean, 2 years ago, I'd be laughing at me too, because I remember the snow. I remember the ice and the blizzards and the cold wind that would come in. 30 miles per hour was normal for us up north. But the new normal, not so much anymore. Yeah, I got spoiled. So this whole roller coaster of weather sent to me, guess what? A cold, something to battle with. And I began to ask God, why, Lord? You know I'm working on something very important. And you know what it is. It's AIM Academy. I've got these few touches. And I'm like, Lord, I know it's supposed to be out there already. I'm already 2 weeks behind. My heart breaks. These women keep telling me they want this, but I don't have the strength. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I get chills. Present your request to God. You know, yesterday, I could have not listened to She Loves Out Loud. I could have just let it go. But that was an event that I did not want to miss. Yes, I was laying down, cuddled up, listening to it. I was praying because we as women, and yes, you men too, we need to come together. We need to be praying for each other. We need to be praying for our families. We need to be praying for our communities, our schools, our government officials. We need to be praying for our states and our nation and the world. But oh no, we're too busy cutting somebody off and getting mad at them because they raced by us on the road. And so there you have it. You're yelling at them. Really? You're expending that energy, but you won't present your request to God. I know, guilty as charged. I want to control everything. I want to make things better for my children. I want to make things incredible for my husband. I want this house to be put together. I want Create Your Now to be a place where women can come together. And yes, eventually men, you too. Where they feel safe and they can explore their life and have women come around them and support them and love them and live a life of what? Purpose by God's standards, not ours. To be able to see God in our everyday. But if we're ones who are just sitting back going, well, I don't think I need you right now. I got this. No, you don't have it. Maybe you want that peace too. You know that second verse from Philippians 4, verse 7? It says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We've got a lot of stuff coming at us. We've got a lot of people trying to tell us what to do and what to say and how to feel. Just go into your Instagram feed, your Facebook feed, your Snapchat, whatever it is that you want to go look at. And somebody's telling you something. Are you upset today because you didn't get enough likes on your Happy Valentine's Day post? And you wonder why I don't do a lot of posting. It drives me crazy because I know I can get sucked into that. And honestly, I don't have time for it. Now, I will make time for other people, but me personally, no. Yet I know people say, Christiane, we want to hear from you. I get it. They know where to find me on my podcast at createyournow.com. I don't always have to be on social media, but the demands are there. What are you doing with your life? Are you feeling like you're the juggler right now? That you've got oranges and apples and bananas all in the air. And pretty soon, if you miss a beat, they're all going to come falling down on top of you. And it won't be just one or two things. It will be everything. God has a way of pulling out the rug from underneath us when we need his attention. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Wouldn't it feel great to know that God is at the helm? I can't help but think, Jesus, take the wheel. Carrie Underwood knew something when she sang this song. It has great lyrics, but it means something. If you don't know it, go look it up. Google it on YouTube. Look at the lyrics. Don't wait until you're at a full panic. Don't wait until you're hanging on by a thread. Don't wait until your loved one is lying in bed. And all of a sudden, you're like, Lord, why? Why now? He wants to hear from you throughout your entire day. Not just when it's convenient, not just when it's life-threatening. Not just because you think you don't have it all together and now, okay, I guess I'll include God in this one. He wants you to see him in your everyday. So go out today, look for him, and present your request to God. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.